Good morning. Good morning. Today's song I just liked because it's called Sunday Morning. Here you go. But that's not really the only reason I chose it. I'll tell you in just a second.
Restless feeling by my side. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's just wasted years so close behind.
So I had a moment of thinking, oh, I should go see what these lyrics are. But first, what I want to tell you, so this is called Sunday Morning. It's by the Velvet Underground. And my first connection to this song is the sense of I remember being a much, much, much younger woman and struggling to find me. You know, I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but those of you who know me know that it's like I really feel as if I spent so much of my youth and my younger woman days always trying to live up to something that I thought I should be, or trying to be the person I thought I should be, trying to fit in, trying to be this. It was almost, I often refer to her as Cardboard Sherry, because it was almost this sort of created person, just because I really didn't know, I think, who I was supposed to be. And I was so susceptible to suggestions of how and who I should be. This song, Sunday Morning, or the Velvet Underground in general, for me feels like one of the first baby steps of really choosing things in my life that resonated with me, with my spirit. There's something about the sound of the Velvet Underground that is, it just feels like it brings me home to some place inside of myself. I don't really even understand any more of it than that, but that when I first bought that album, it was, it was like, I think I used the breadcrumb trail metaphor a couple Sundays ago, but I think it's true again. It's like almost creating a breadcrumb trail home to my own spirit. And there are things that sort of light up that feel as if they belong on that path. So anyways, I decided I was going to go look and see what the lyrics were, because I, you know, as I've told you guys, I often don't look up the lyrics or know what they are. And this was really interesting. So here's what the first stanza of the song is. Sunday morning brings the dawn in. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. And when I read that, I realized that really truly does sum up how I felt for so many years, and particularly the years preceding when I started to find these steps toward home, toward myself, toward what really felt like my own spirit, my own being. And that sense of, especially, it's just the wasted years so close behind line, that for most of my life, I felt as if I hadn't lived my life. I hadn't lived, like that I had wasted those years trying to be someone else. Now, that's not true, of course. And I'm grateful that, you know, in this moment right now, talking to you, that I understand those, you know, those were the years of a young person trying to heal from things that she needed to heal from way back, maybe even, I don't know. I don't know if there's past lifetimes or just the childhood stuff that happens, or also a young person simply trying to find her way. In any case, I didn't quite know where we were going to go today, but I do think that what this is pointing to for me is this truly essential place that has changed my life, which is a commitment, a dedication, perhaps even a devotion to being courageous enough to follow what feels true for me. And of course, I'm still very, very, very much in process with this. In fact, I was on a call with some wonderful, wonderful friends yesterday, and we were talking about 2021, and I recommitted to letting the apple fritter lady lead the way. Maybe I'll have to put a link to the apple fritter lady, but for those of you who don't know, that's an alter ego I created many years ago, and she's basically someone who, instead of being concerned with jumping through hoops and meeting standards that the outside world creates and trying to be something, trying to have outcomes, trying to be successful in the way that she thinks she should be, her life is defined by color. It's defined by conversations and laughter and reading good books and riding around on a fat, tired bike. And she works, the reason she's the apple fritter lady is she works at the Santa Cruz boardwalk, the apple fritter lady stand. And that's actually how she got created, which was I was sobbing at the Santa Cruz boardwalk, feeling like such a failure. And this was about 15 years ago, I think. And I looked up at one point and just realized I could be happy. I could be happy if I stepped outside of all of these expectations that I'm holding for myself and these hoops that I'm thinking I need to jump through. I could be happy just, you know, like I said, talking to people, laughing, sharing stories, reading books, listening to music, enjoying the sights and sounds. And the boardwalk, I love that all happened there, because to me, boardwalks have that magical childlike wonder. So many colors and delights. Anyhow, this is great. I as always, every week, I so appreciate you sticking with me. Those of you who, you know, are willing to follow the threads, and I hope you do this for yourselves. I hope you do this for yourselves, which is to give yourselves the space to talk and to explore without knowing what is there in advance. I think everything's so fast-paced, and we're a world of shorter and shorter sound bites. But oftentimes, and this is what happens for me, this is why I'm so grateful for you. When we have the chance to just start, my friend Lori Wagner once said this, and I'll never forget it. I love it. She talked about being able to pull everything outside of her and place it in front of her. You know, and at the time she had very young children, and so she was talking about, you know, pulling all of these different parts out, or these feelings and things that wanted to be explored, but that when you have really young children, there's not enough time, and so you're constantly like shoving them all back in before you have a chance to fully explore it. But I have the privilege right now of having this space with you, and I get to pull things out and just kind of see what's there. And I want to connect this. I know this is going to feel like a leap, but this is what's happening in my mind. And so what I want to say is that it is directly connected. This idea of, for me, let's just say, like, living into this idea of being this apple fritter lady, right? This person who's defines her success in life by joy, who defines her success by how many connections she has to other people that feel really wonderful and deep and loving. There is such a direct connection between living as who I am and being able to love and appreciate other people in a really deep way. That this is what connects. You know, so many of you have probably heard me talk about the work that I do in terms of, you know, it's there's this one path of celebrating everyday life, celebrating who we are, celebrating the shape of our lives, you know, no matter what that shape is. And then the other side of it is this giving of meaningful, heartfelt, creative gifts that really show the other person who they are and how much they matter and what makes them unique in the world. And there's a very direct link there, which is that place of when we are allowing ourselves to be who we are, to live our lives, to say what we think, to wear what we want, to do work that means something to us, we're free then to truly love other people for who they are and for all of their unique ways of being. Okay, sorry, coffee time. I just looked down and I realized my coffee's getting cold. I love coffee. Talking about something that is just uniquely ours, man. I love coffee. I don't know what it is for you in your morning ritual, but it's really nice to have something cozy and, I don't know, to me, I was going to say luxurious and it may sound silly, but the coffee is luxurious to me. You know, it's warming my hands right now. I know many people like a particular kind of tea, but it's nice to have something in the morning that feels like a ritual. Anyway, I digress. So what I want to go back to, and I think this is so important, is just as we're heading into 2021, you know, can you give yourself, like I'm doing with you right now, you could do this with a dear friend, you could do it into a recorder, you could walk in the woods and think or talk, you know, talk out loud or just think, but to really give yourself the space to consider, who do you want to be in 2021? How do you want to feel? And that way that you want to feel, what needs to be set in place to have that? And what kinds of beliefs do you maybe need to drop? Like for me, this is going to be a lifelong journey, I know, of dropping the idea of what success is. For whatever reason, when I was growing up, I had a very definite idea, you know, fed to me from the media and culture of what success is. And it's a lifelong journey to let go of that and to choose my own ideas. And so what is that for you? What beliefs to drop? You know, what do you want to bring into your life that will make you feel more vibrant and alive? And the other piece of that is, you know, how brave are you willing to be? How vulnerable are you willing to be to let the people around you know now how much they mean to you? And when I say that, as many of you know, it's wonderful to tell people, I love you. Oh my gosh, that's so wonderful. But I want you to go a step further. You know, my whole philosophy of my book, Say It Now, is about really looking to the specific reasons you love someone, looking to specific reasons that people matter, seeing them, you know, really looking with those fresh eyes at them to see what can you celebrate about them. You know, not all of the gifts in my book, of course, have to do with writing things or actually literally saying it now. Many of the gifts are ways that we try to see people in our lives and to acknowledge. You know, like if we have a friend and she's mentioned so many times that she'd love to get back to watercolors, right? That it was something that meant a lot to her and now she's not doing it because she's been an adult. Something like that, that, you know, that we would create a gift for her that had to do with watercolors, and it might have to do with creating an artist date, even if during the pandemic we needed to be separate, but we would set, like, you know, a 3-hour artist date, and you'd send her some watercolors, and maybe, you know, maybe you'd send her something like, if she doesn't have the artist way, a book that would encourage her, or I'm just picked up Jen Sincero's You Are a Badass, you know, a book that would encourage her to explore this side of herself. You know, like that. That's another way of saying it now, which is by acknowledging what someone loves, what brings them to life. You know, so it's both sides, right? It's doing it for ourselves and it's doing it for others. It's acknowledging everything we love about ourselves and really, really allowing that love to flow, and the same for others. And as we're looking to close out 2020, I didn't realize it, but for me, that's where I want to come back to, both at the end of this year, and this is what I want to start the new year with. This is my mission in life, really, is to continue to grow in these ways myself and to just have these conversations with others about this. I'm just really excited to explore both of these paths because they both lead to a deeper sense of meaning in our lives, a deeper sense of connection and joy. In the next couple weeks, I'm going to be launching a group, I don't even want to call it a group coaching program because that sounds so blah. That's not what the apple fritter lady would call it. I'll have to think of what I'm really going to call it. But it's going to be, you know, it's really going to be around exploring all of this together, right? It's going to be around exploring all of this, both bringing in, bringing in coaching. I love being a coach. I love the idea of coaching. I think it's a wonderful way to help ourselves grow into more of who we want to be, but also bringing in, you know, singing and dress up and show and tell and art projects, but not like, you know, not like art projects, but fun, you know, silly ways to bring delight into our lives. So that's on my mind a lot right now. And I guess that's probably what behind the scenes led this whole conversation, which is that I'm dedicated in 2021 to stepping even more into what feels like my own spirit and to drop even more of those layers of what's been sort of, you know, layered on by our culture, by media, by advertising, by any sort of wherever I picked up all those expectations of how I should be. And I encourage you to do the same. So as I take another sip of coffee, and let me return back, let me see what Velvet Underground is up to since we've been gone, that I encourage you to try and carve out some time between now and January 1st for yourself and really think about what matters to you. Just even asking yourself that question, what matters to me? And what matters to me about 2021? Because as let's see what Velvet Underground says now. Oh, they're starting again. That's interesting. It must have kept playing while I was gone. Well, I wasn't gone, but you know. I think I'm just realizing I love these things. I love when this happens in life. Usually I pause it and then I just pick it up wherever it is again. But for some reason it went back to the beginning. But I think it's because it's that line that is really striking me today. You know, that restless feeling by my side and the wasted years so close behind, that I don't want any of us to have that. And if we did have it, like I did for so many years, that's okay. Today is a brand new day. We can drop it. And to really give ourselves a gift that is to never feel that again. You know, to live the kind of life so that when we look behind us, we don't see wasted years. We see, and let's start with moments, because I love moments. So that let's just start with creating a moment right now that when you look back on it in the next moment, you know that wasn't wasted. So it might be a moment of taking a deep breath, you know. It might be a moment of just putting your hands on your heart and saying thank you to yourself for everything that you've lived. It might be a moment of picking up the phone and calling someone you love. It might be a moment of looking at some photographs that make you really happy and maybe choosing to print one and send it to somebody that you love. It might be a moment of walking outside and just simply looking around and seeing what calls to you, what makes you happy. it might be a moment of just writing down one word on a piece of paper that speaks to what you want for 2021. So that then in the next moment, you look behind and you were like, that was extraordinary. And then you just do that again and again and again. I know I've gone long today. I didn't intentionally do that. Just sometimes I guess there's more to say. And sometimes that this is the thing, right? When we start to open the door to ourselves, I do think it's important that we really allow whatever wants to come out, come through us, to do that. Like today, that seemed like that was a really important thing, that what happened with this song and that it came back. Because for me, that's my karma, right? It's like it comes back. That I'm continually looking at, you know, what is it for me that allows me to really know in my heart that I have not wasted this one life that I've been given, you know? And anyway, I love you so much. I'm so grateful to all of you who send me emails and you know, send me little snippets of something that maybe spoke to you. It means the world to me when I hear from you. And I just really want to express that gratitude to you for those connections, because that's everything. I mean, talk about, for me, feeling like my life isn't wasted. It's when I'm having, you know, these sort of meaningful conversations with people. And when I put these notes out, obviously it's helpful for me and it's so supportive and it helps me grow. But when I hear back from you, that's the icing on the cake. So sending you big love. And I just realized that as I'm sending this out, we're, for those of us who celebrate Christmas, this is Christmas week. That I just wanted to say, if there are any of you out there celebrating Christmas, I'm sending you big joy around that, however you can connect with people you love. For those of you who are celebrating other things, you know, whatever that might be, whatever winter holidays that you celebrate, whatever ways that you are acknowledging this moment in time, I send you big love too. And I send everybody this wonderful gift to yourselves of time to really think about, who do I want to be in 2021? How do I want to live? And how do I want to love? All right. Bye-bye.